Diarrhea caused by lack of safe water, hygiene, and effective lavatories kills more children than AIDS, malaria, and measles combined. That's according to a new report from the international charity WaterAid. It states that the Millennium Development Goals, set 10 years ago by the UN, are now mired in excrement, with billions of people living and dying in their own feces. One of the authors, Sandy Cairncross of the London School of Hygiene, gave me more details.
Sanitation is a Cinderella sector and gets forgotten. It has major contributions to make to public health and to most of the Millennium Development Goals, and yet it very rarely gets funding.
Can you give me some idea of what's going wrong at the moment?
Hundreds of thousands of people, in fact millions of people, around the developing world, but particularly in Asia, are having to defecate in the open air because they have nowhere else to do it. You might say, well, that's in a rural setting, that's not serious, but it's a great loss to human dignity, and it has many other implications. One is that people get infected by squatting in the same place where somebody else has. Through the soles of their feet, they get hookworm. One is that women are exposed to sexual harassment on the way to the defecation area on the way back. Another more serious implication is what happens in urban areas. To have to do without a toilet in a rural area may not seem on the face of it too serious, but in an urban area there are all kinds of risks involved. And one consequence of inadequate sanitation and the lack of the habit of using sanitation is that in many developing countries schools don't have adequate facilities. And this in turn contributes to the high rate of dropout of female students. And yet we know that educating girls to be well-educated women is one of the most important contributions to economic development and also to public health.
So specifically girls, when they start to have periods, they don't want to go to school because there simply isn't a good toilet.
If they've nowhere to go to change their cloths when they need to, that isn't safe from the prying eyes of the boys, if there aren't toilets or there aren't toilets which are segregated by sex, then they're likely just to stay at home during their menstruation. And if they stay at home a few days every month and miss enough classes, they'll eventually have to drop out.
So there are some deep psychological problems with not having enough toilets in many, many countries in the world. But are there also big dangers to health?
Certainly there are dangers to health. Diarrheal disease is most particularly transmitted from feces that are left around. And even if you don't touch those feces, flies breed in them and may transmit diseases. But diarrheal disease particularly tends to get neglected. Although it kills more children every year in the developing world than AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis all combined. We have a great big world fund for AIDS, TB, and malaria, but where is the fund for control of diarrheal disease?
So what brief message would you urge people to take home from this new report about the availability of water and sanitation and achieving the Millennium Development Goals by looking to get good water and sanitation?
Well, to ordinary households who don't have sanitation, the message to put over is that sanitation has lots of advantages and can be done cheaply. It doesn't have to cost the earth. You don't have to have high technology and waterborne sewerage. Even if you don't have a water supply, you can use a simple pit latrine, and that can be hygienic and sustainable. To the authorities who provide them, I would say, let's rethink how we do our programs. Copy the few programs that have really succeeded and built tens or hundreds of thousands of latrines, as you find, for example, in Benin in West Africa, Mozambique in Southern Africa, and some parts of Asia.
Professor Sandy Cairncross of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, one of the authors contributing to the new report from WaterAid, outlining how the world is ignoring the need for good sanitation. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.